You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Staying with the world of work, if you have quit your job and you're looking for that dream career, maybe something outdoors, in the sun, that requires you to drink a lot of good wine, we have got a story for you. It's part of our occasional series, How to Be a Blank. Last time you heard about how to be an astronaut, this time, how to be a winemaker.
My name is Elizabeth Viana, and I'm the winemaker and general manager at Chimney Rock Winery in Napa Valley. I would say that one of the first things that you need if you're interested in being a winemaker is being an analytical thinker, and you have to enjoy science. A lot of concepts of biology, chemistry, physics, and math are involved. It's great if you have an artistic component to your personality because there is a creative aspect of wine. And I think the most important component, in my view, is passion for what you do. I think there's a little bit of a myth that it's a very romantic, sort of glamorized job, but it is actually very physically demanding, and you really have to work hard. There's a lot of different paths to becoming a winemaker. You could go to school and study it as an undergraduate, or you could get a graduate degree if you have a background in the sciences. So a chemical engineer could transition into winemaking, or a biologist could transition into winemaking. And that was my path. You could also just get into winemaking by working in it. I certainly have friends who started working in a cellar and slowly built a career as a winemaker just working in the industry. There are several programs in the country where you can actually study viticulture or enology. I got my master's at UC Davis. That was my path in viticulture and enology. Once you've got the academic background, or even before you do that, you do internships at a winery. You can get an internship in the cellar or in the lab or in the vineyards, and you want to try to get internships that are as well-rounded as possible so that you really cover the different aspects of winemaking. Oh, you have to drink a lot of wine. That's one of the most important parts. You really have to keep perspective and make sure that you're tasting wines from all over, not just from the area that you're making wine in. I find it really helpful to be in tasting groups. You learn to taste critically that way. And I always laugh because I think winemakers can actually take the fun out of any wine. We love to dissect wine and try to find flaws or try to find the imperfections. There's never dull moment in winemaking. So when the grapes are harvested in the fall, it's go time. It's super high energy. We're out there in the vineyards in the morning. Then we're crushing grapes. And all of the decisions made at that time are really going to determine what the wines of that vintage are like. Then winter comes around and your wines are now in barrel. And now you're traveling around the country doing winemaker dinners, and maybe you're working on pruning in the vineyards, and then the spring comes around and you're working on blending your new wines and you're planning for harvest. You're never just at a desk. You're always inside, outside, and if you like being outdoors, it's a great profession. I think every wine is special. Every wine comes from a vintage that was different and unique, and that's kind of what is so romantic and beautiful about wine. But I would say that there are vintages that we become more attached to because maybe they're tied to events in our lives. A vintage like 2017, we had fires in Napa Valley. I'll never forget that because it tied to a really important experience as a person. Being a woman in the wine industry is just like any other field that is male-dominated. I was very fortunate that I had a lot of great mentors, both male and female. You, I would say, probably have to work doubly hard, but it is changing just like every other field. And, you know, when I was at UC Davis getting my master's, the ratio of men to women was 50-50. Like every other field, women are progressing and doing extremely well in winemaking.
That was Elizabeth Viana, winemaker at Chimney Rock Winery in Napa Valley. And this story was produced by Eliza Mills.